Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to the Sylvester Stallone Podcast. I am your host, Paul Scheer. I am buoyed. I am invigorated. Yesterday, my mom gave me the most amazing call, and she told me that she believed in me, and she buoyed my hopes, and she lifted my spirits, something that no one has been able to do, especially the suits here at Wolf Pop, Adam Sachs, talking to you. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I just want to say that if there are any haters out there, and I doubt it because I think I've won you all over now. If there are any haters out there, I don't care what you think because the only person that I care about is my mom, and my mom made me. And if you didn't make me, then I don't care what you think. So I'm only answering to two people from now on, my mom and God. And for all those people who like the show, I'm into you guys too, but you're not my mom and God. You'll have to go underneath my mom and God, and my son. You know, but if you are like a really cool fan, maybe I can edge you up, you know, edge you up above my son. I haven't seen him in a couple of days now. And I got to say, you know, the missing was really hard, but now what I do is I draw pictures of him. And I feel like I'm creating even a better son. There's so many exciting things I need to share with you. But first, I want to open up a new part of the show called Complaints. And this is a complaint about where I'm staying, the Vine Inn and Suites, right here in Hollywood. And, you know, yes, when I went in there, I did not know that it catered to some lot lizards, you know, some, you know, people giving the full girlfriend experience. So it's been very hard for me to sleep on a consistent basis. You fucking idiot. It's consistent. Say consistent. Went to fucking acting school. You can enunciate for once. Consistent basis, you know, and I'm okay with that, you know, because it's Hollywood and you got to get your groove on, you know, we've, you know, prostitutes are out there shucking and jiving just like I'm out there shucking and jiving, you know, so no issue with the prostitutes and especially with Alphonse, who is, I guess, I don't know, he just hangs out in front of the rooms and makes sure the people pay him money, and he's a nice guy, and he's been very nice to me, and I don't want to upset him in any way. I don't know if he listens to podcasts, but Alphonse, if you do, I love seeing you out there, and I'm not creeped out that you're hanging outside my room, and it was a misunderstanding. I didn't mean to park in your spot. Also, back to the Vine Inns and Suites. They say on their billboard, rooms with AC and heating. The problem is my room does not have heating. Yes, it does not have heating. It only has AC. And I will not, and I've told this to Victor, the manager, I said I will not pay you the full price for this hotel room until I get heating. And Victor, and I wrote this down, Victor said to me, this guy is the worst. He said to me, he goes, I don't care what you think, I'm going to tear this place down. Well, Victor, good luck, because we have signed a contract and I am there, and you're not going to come into my room. So do not stay at the Vine Inn and Suites. It is, I know a few people here are complaining about bed bugs. They don't bother me. I haven't gotten any bites. So back to these corporate shills. That's an end of a segment. That's the end of a segment. End of complaints. Okay. Back to the corporate suits and shills at Wolf Pop Midroll Media. Well, I'm talking to you, Mr. Adam Sachs. Yeah, the head Nazi over at Wolf Pop says to me when I was going in to record an episode of the show, he goes, Paul, you can't keep on doing this. We need to end the show. And if you're not selling ads, we can't do it. And I said to him, well, that's not my problem. You're the guy selling the ads. And he said to me, you promised me Stallone and you haven't gotten any Stallone. And we did thousands of dollars of ads based on this being the first podcast with Sylvester Stallone in it. And I looked at him and I said, hey, man, do you think that's my fucking problem? You know, it's not. Okay, that I'm also the victim here. That's the thing that no one gets. Okay, I'm also the victim. Adam Sachs. So, you know, maybe you should spend a little bit more time convincing people that this is a worthwhile podcast that has a lot of fans. And yes, Sylvester Stallone is not here. And yes, the show is called the Sylvester Stallone Podcast. And yes, people are disappointed, but they are getting to experience me, and this journey, and this is a journey that I think a lot of people are having, especially when you're fans of Stallone. Anyway, that argument did not, fucking the guy just gets me so angry. You know, he wears his suits and he doesn't wear a suit, but he wears a hoodie often. And it's like, that's the new suit. The new suit is a hoodie. If you know what I'm saying, it's like, oh yeah, we don't care, but you do. You do. You probably press them and, you know, and yeah, I don't know what you do. But, you know, but yeah, you know, I'm doing you a favor. Anyway, that argument did not hold weight with him, and he wanted me to start doing ad reads. This is currently a ad-free show, and I want to keep it that way, but he won't let me. So I have reneged. Is that a word? I have reneged, and I have decided to sample an ad. And he said that basically I need to prove to sponsors that I can create a worthy ad sale. I could do this in fucking spades. I've done industrials. I dressed up like a liver for a Merck pharmaceutical infomercial that was not even aired. It was at a corporate retreat in San Jose. I think I can do an ad for, this is for Squarespace. All right. So sample ad. Obviously, Squarespace is not signed on as a sponsor. So this is a free read. So, you can go to Squarespace. And if you go to Squarespace, let them know that I sent you. I don't know if you can send them a personal email and just tell Squarespace they need to advertise on the show. Seriously, because if they advertise, then apparently I get some money out of this and then I can help pay Victor. And also I have to give Alphonse some money because he says he's protecting my room. All right. So anyway, Squarespace ad. Paul Scheer doing it. All right, so here's a professional ad read. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own professional website. Hey, don't you dread building your own website? Well, I mean, don't... Shit, Can I just do it again? Okay, I'm gonna do it again. Okay, just cut that out. Okay, don't. Why are you shaking your head at me? No, we're not going to just do a one take. Okay, fine. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Don't you dread building your own website? Well, isn't it like just designing? Fuck. Shit. Okay, you know what? Cut that one too. Cut them both, okay? I mean, do a different tack. Okay. Squarespace, Paul Scheer, Sylvester Stallone Podcast. Isn't designing a website like being trapped in the Holland Tunnel? You want to see daylight, but you can't. Well, that's where Squarespace comes in. So don't dread building a website where they'll hold your hand, because you gotta stop or my mom will shoot with all these crappy website designs. I hate getting tangled and confusing HTML and cache. Tangled and cached, C-A-C-H-E. Squarespace, they can bring your business over the top. I thought that was good. Was that, why are you shaking your head? No, why are you shaking your, that was good. And by the way, oh, and you should know, that would be Sylvester Stallone reading it. He would be reading it. So he would be like dropping Judge Dredd, Daylight, Stop My Mom, I'll Shoot, Tangled and Cached, all that stuff. He would be saying that. And I think that would be big for the thing. So I hope you're happy, Adam Sachs. And you can follow, you know, Adam, by the way, loves to tweak me on Twitter, you know, at Adam Sachs or at Midroll. So why don't you guys tweak him back? Get on Twitter and let Adam Sachs know that, let me be, I am growing, I am learning, and this is your favorite podcast, next to, I don't know, I think we're as popular as cereal at this point. Not the one that you eat. I got it. Okay, this is the Sylvester Stallone spot. Shh, fucking dummy. This is the Sylvester Stallone podcast, not brought to you by Squarespace, but it could be brought to you by Squarespace. See you tomorrow.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.